Question: In the Bhagavad Gita 7.14, why does Krishna refer to Maya as Daivi? Answer: Because she is subordinate to God and she is acting according to the will of God. So the word Daivi basically is adjective for Deva. So Krishna is the supreme Deva, and Maya is his maid servant. Maya is not considered to be exactly his consort. That is Radharani. Her external manifest, her external energy is called as Maya. So she is in a sense an expansion ultimately from Radharani. But because she is not directly serving the Lord in the spiritual world, so she is considered more like a maid servant than a consort. But the point is that Daivi is a, it can be said to be an adjective that comes from Deva. So she is serving the Supreme Lord, so she is Daivi. Another meaning is that she is doing the will of the Lord. Normally the ways of Maya seem to be that she tends to take us away from Krishna. But she is actually indirectly prompting us to go towards Krishna by alluring us towards the alternatives and then showing us the futility of those alternatives. So, just like a teacher may give a multiple choice exam in which the wrong answers are given so that the teacher students learn by, if they choose the wrong answers, by the consequences they learn that these are not the answers to be chosen. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that just as a parent may entrust a naughty child to a strict teacher who disciplines that child. So like that, Krishna entrusts the rebellious living entities to the care of Maya. So Maya, because firstly, from the constitutional point of view, she is the servant of Krishna. And from the functional point of view also, she is doing the will of Krishna. And that's why she is called as Daivi. We see the word Daivi used in the 16th chapter's title, Daiva Asura Sampada Vibhaga Yoga. So Daivi qualities are those which take us towards Krishna. Daivi Sampada Vimokshaya Nibandhaya Suri Mataha. So Daivi is that which takes us towards Krishna. So the Maya also takes us towards Krishna, although indirectly, but our ultimate purpose is to take us towards Krishna. So in that sense, Maya is not like the concept of the artificial concept of Satan that is there in the Abrahamic religions. Satan is considered to be an intrinsically evil being, but Maya is actually good, and her purpose is also good, but there is a particular process that she uses. So another aspect of the functional point of view is that by emphasize, if we look at the context of the verse, Daivi is one adjective that is used to describe the Maya. And also another adjective that is used is duratyaya, very difficult to surmount, to overcome. So these two adjectives are connected. Now, just as Krishna is extremely powerful, is omnipotent, similarly Maya, being his energy, is also extremely powerful. So in the context of this verse, the Daivi indicates that the Daivi word is used along in conjunction with Duratyaya to emphasize the point that it will be almost impossible for us to overcome Maya by our own efforts. And that leads to the second part. Mameva ye prapadyante mayame taptarantite. If you surrender unto me, then I will ensure that you cross over Maya, so that you will no longer be able to be troubled by Maya. So because Krishna is the controller of Maya, as he said, Mama Maya. So the word Daivi, by indicating that she is connected with him, as again emphasized by Mama, indicates that Maya is under his control. And because she is his energy, we can't control her, we can't reject her. But if we surrender to Krishna, then he will help us to reject her. He will help us to go beyond her. And Madhusudan Saraswati used the example that just as there may be society women who may allure common people to gain their livelihood. But many of these society women, if they know that a particular saintly person is extremely powerful and that that person in the renounced order may curse them, then because they are afraid of the power of that person, they, although it is their normal nature to allure, they will not allure such a person. So similarly, he explained that Maya, she is divine, and her normal nature is to allure, and by alluring, educate indirectly. But when somebody becomes a devotee of the Lord, she understands that devotee has now the power of Krishna with him. And those devotees, she doesn't seduce them ultimately. So of course we have to be devotees. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, if my purpose is to serve Krishna, then why Maya is so strong? Srila Prabhupada immediately replied that because your purpose is not strong. So, because we don't do Maya prapadyante, sincerely, that's why we find Mammaya durattaya. But to the extent we do Mamaya prapadyante, to the extent we surrender to Krishna wholeheartedly, to that extent Maya metam tarante, to that extent we will be able to cross over Maya. And this is, surrendering to Krishna is not a one time activity, it is a moment to moment lifelong activity that we have to do. To the extent we follow it, to that extent Maya will not be able to trouble us. So, three reasons. From the constitutional point of view, Maya is a servant of Krishna. From the functional point of view, Maya is working ultimately for Krishna's purpose. And from the contextual point of view of this verse, Daivi indicates that we cannot overcome Maya by our efforts. We need to surrender to Krishna. Thank you.